Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitale's the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. Hi, Phil Vitale. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm good.
You're normally in our studio at this time. Everything okay at your place, sir?
Well, yeah, I was. I was telling Elif, I let my dog out for a walk, and she came back with a bleeding paw.
Oh, what happened?
And I'm not sure why, and it doesn't hurt her. She's not whining about it. She's walking around. She's not very fond of my makeshift bandage I put on the paw, but it was starting to look a little Stephen King-y in the family room with her walking around leaving bloody paw prints.
She step on something, huh?
I guess, or she broke. And when I called the vet, they suggested it might be a broken nail, which actually on a dog is kind of vascularized, so it can bleed. If you trim your dog's nails too sharp or too far back, you can make it bleed, which I certainly wasn't doing, but she might have. So anyhow, just to be on the safe side, I've got an appointment in a little bit to see the doctor and make sure she's fine. Put a little iodine, a little gauze there, and so far she's not leaving any more footprints, but we'll see.
Do you have pet insurance by any chance?
No, I've never done that.
I've thought about that, and I actually called and for about 10 minutes subscribed to a company, pet insurance, and then about 10 minutes into that, I called them back and canceled it because I was so torn, I didn't know what to do.
Because I'm
it
not
seems
sure
to me
on
like
that one either.
It sounds like a good idea because you go to a vet and you think you go into the doctor costs you money, going to the vet can cost you money too. And where you and I may have problems and they go, well, it's this. We don't say, well, we'll have to put Bobby down. No, you'll spend any amount of money. But with pets, you go, well, $10,000 or $2,000 or whatever it is, it's a real quandary. But if you had pet insurance, then maybe it makes that decision a little easier. But I'm worried that the pet insurance will never cover the things that my dog would come in with, you know?
My husband had it on his Cocker Spaniel, and the Cocker Spaniel had a ruptured disc. It had cataracts. It also ate like a soap and had issues with that. Honestly, that dog probably would have cost $15,000 in vet bills over its lifetime, but it did not because it covered like 70% of all.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They said that, but you know, here's the comparison I had going on in my mind, Jen, Phil. I had a house insurance, like when you buy a new house, they say, we'll give you one of these whole house policies that'll cover the roof, the windows, the washer, the dryer, the hot water heater. If anything breaks, you'll be covered. They never covered anything.
Yeah.
I keep calling them up going, hey, my window's leaking. And they go, well, that's not technically a window problem. I go, well, why am I buying this stuff?
I think pet insurance is actually better than our insurance.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'll reconsider it. Phil Vitale's been writing in the Chicago Tribune. Here's his Critics' Choice Dining Awards, the Chicago chefs who defined excellence in 2018. Now, are you doing a summary? I have your article here, Phil, but is this a summary of the awards these chefs have won, or are you personally saying here's the best of
this
Chicago?
Is me personally saying these are the people who shaped last year in dining on one level or another. These are the people who really told the story of Chicago dining in 2018 and maybe even late 2017. I'm not strictly going with the calendar here, but like that.
So you start with Diana Davila? Davila. Diana Davila, whose restaurant is Tocaya.
And Toheria.
You love this place, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not the only one. She's gotten so many bouquets thrown her way. She started a flower shop. Bon Appetit gave her a cred. Food & Wine Magazine, everybody coming into town. She just is having a rather spectacular run right now. As I think I noted, she's won. She's gotten more nice things written about her than she actually has seats, because it's a very small restaurant.
Well, Food and Wine has given her credit. The James Beard Foundation, Best Chef Great Lakes, in a span of 9 months. She also racked up an award from Bon Appetit as well. They said best new restaurant. So,
yeah.
And this is a Mexican kind of...
it is. It's Mexican. Her that reflects her heritage. She I think her first chef job was in the southwest suburbs working at her parents' restaurant's not around anymore, but it was called Hacienda Jalapeno, which is a very, it sounds like it belongs in a mall or something like that, but she was actually doing pretty good food there, and then she came into the city and started working in a couple restaurants and finally opened her own place and doing very personal kind of Mexican food, but it's very, very much heritage-based, and she's it's like an education going in there. It's and she's doing a great job.
Mi Tocaya is one of her restaurants. By the way, did you just diss the name of one of her previous restaurants?
I didn't diss it. It's a little, it's a little like, okay, this is what Americans expect from Mexican food, so I'll give it the silly name of Hacienda Jalapeno.
Okay, I want to do this because why I love that you are always able to interpret for us or explain the names of Chicago area restaurants. I want you to give the Phil Vitel Restaurant Name Awards, best restaurant names.
That would be.
And you don't have to do that right now, but I'm going to hit you up for that sometime soon. I'm going to say, give me, maybe it would be by ethnicity, or maybe it's just overall, best restaurant names in Chicago. They got to be kind of cool. They have to be kind of explanatory.
Could I have a worst name?
Go right ahead.
Years ago, there was a Mediterranean restaurant, whose origin will be obvious in a minute, but a Mediterranean restaurant in Skokie didn't last very long. And their name was Ovens of Greece.
Okay, that sounds a little barbaric. That sounds a little awful, I guess.
I saw that menu, and I said, wow, your friends hate you because nobody would tell you what a bad idea this was.
Greece is a country, but we really don't want to eat ovens full of greasy food.
Yeah,
is that
kind of don't. You kind of don't. Not what I call a best foot forward move.
Well, promise me they spelled a G-R-E-E-C-E, Phil.
They did that.
Okay,
they did that.
Then that's a start.
Yeah, yeah. Not a promising one, but a start.
Here's another restaurant that you said you like. You intend to like. You can't visit Aya Pastry yet. But you can find Aya Fukai's wonderful pastry work in a lot of places. So she's somebody who deserves a Phil Vitel nod for the best of 2018, eh?
Yes, she's done so much great pastry work around the city. She did pastry at Acadia for a while, and then she was at 16 on top of the, and then she went over, and she still does pastries for the new restaurant Etta. And for the steakhouse in the Gold Coast Steakhouse, Maple and Ash. And it just seemed this year, every time I turn around, first I went to Maple and Ash, and their pastries were there. Then I went to Etta, and she's doing the desserts there. Then I went to, then Sparrow Coffee opened their very first retail store in Naperville, and I look at the pastry case, and half the pastries are from Aya. And it just, she was everywhere this year.
Who else are you giving a nod to? Who else are you thinking about, either a restaurant or a restaurateur?
I'm sorry?
Who else? I know you're busy over there. Can you still talk to us on the radio? Is that your veterinarian?
No, I did the sound cut out. I apologize.
No, it's all right. I mean, you've got a dog to take care of, so if you can't do a radio interview for free, I want you to take care of your pet. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Give me somebody else. Who else are you giving a nod to for 2018?
Jennifer Kim at Passerotto, which is up in Andersonville, was my so-called Rookie of the Year. She opened Passerotto earlier this year, and it's funny because the name Passerotto is Italian. It means little sparrow, but her food is all Korean, but she'll throw in a little Italian influence every now and then just because. So I highlighted her cavatelli noodles with nori butter, fried wakame, and pickled vegetables, which is it's a delicious dish, but it absolutely defies geographic description.
Yeah, no kidding.
I loved Stephen Gelander's work down in Pilsen, where he opened the restaurant Sky. Actually, it's restaurant SKY. Those actually are his wife's initials, and he's doing some of the Korean food that is part of her heritage and mixing it up with other things, including such dishes as an edamame cilantro guacamole. Not really a guacamole, but it's green because they're using edamames. He has a fried chicken with hot sauce that is so good. I hesitate to send people there for chicken wings, but they're really, really good there. And I gave a shout-out to Doug Saltis.
Wait, before you go forward with Doug Saltis, the place you just described with the chicken wings, what was the name of that again?
SKY.
Sky, in, SKY, yeah, yeah. Pilsen. Okay, write that down. Keep going then, Phil.
All right. I mentioned Doug Saltis. I gave him a shout-out. This is a guy who's famous sort of for 5, 10 different restaurants without being really famous for any one of them. He's corporate chef with Let Us Entertain You. They put him in charge of just about every new project, and he still oversees them. His name is Saltis, but it begins with a P, so it's P-S-A-L-T-I-S. So Doug Saltis, that's the P in RPM Steak. That's the P in RPM Italian. He also launched Bar Ramon, Bub City, The Rib Place, Sushi-san, and Ramen-san. And there is no style of cuisine that he cannot take over and create a great concept out of. So I wanted to acknowledge him because he's doing something that nobody else is doing.
Pacific Standard Time also gets a mention in your piece.
Yes, it is. It was one of my favorite restaurants of last year, Erling Wu Bauer, who was the original chef at Nico Osteria, which, when it opened in 2016, was one of my favorite restaurants of that year. So apparently this guy's got the golden touch. As the name suggests, it's all obsessed with California cuisine and has that sort of California vibe, although it's kind of a noisy place. You won't like it that much.
I don't like noisy restaurants, Phil.
I know you don't. I've heard that rumor, and I will warn you that. But other than that, it has a double hearth oven, and he's putting out these great breads and wonderful roasted duck that's portioned for three, and it's delicious. I love Pacific Standard Time. And I named Debbie Gold my homecoming queen because she used to be in Chicago, say, about 20 years ago, cooking at restaurants such as Mirador, and then she went to Kansas City and won a James Beard Award, became well-known in Kansas City and had a great run out there at the American Club and then her own restaurant. And then she came back. She was lured back to town. Welcome back, Cotter, or welcome back, Debbie Gold, after 20 years, and opened Tide House up by Schubert's Tavern on Southport. And very happy to have her back in town. She does these really cute, homey places. Kind of food, but it's still hip as well. It's one of my favorites.
All of this and more at chicagotribune.com/dining, tribune.com/dining. Phil Vitale, the restaurant critic there. They put out a print edition, too. You can read all of this stuff online right now. All right, go take care of your dog. What's that, Phil? You had one?
I want to know if I can give one shout-out to Jason Wamsgans, our Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer who took these incredible portraits of all the winners. It's worth going through the story just to see these pictures. They're so, so cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now, and I actually noticed that those are really telling photographs. These look like interesting people, and you make the restaurant sound pretty good, too. All right, nicely done, and my best to your colleague, too. Who is the photographer again?
Jason Wamsgans.
Nice to know. Okay, take care, Phil. Best to your dog.
Thank you.
That's Phil Vitale. He's got a dog. Dog's hurt.